10 minutes past nine, BBC Radio Bristol. Right. This tune perhaps might bring back some happy memories, but also some rather terrifying ones as well. Yes, indeed. It's school uniform time when you're dragged into the shops screaming and kicking like I was when I was a kid with my parents shouting at me, does it fit under the armpit? Does it fit? Oh, I need therapy after that. Have you done your school uniform shopping yet? What's it been like? It's that time of the year, making sure you've got it all. Does it need to be branded, though? And then there's getting name tags on everything. There are schools now that require you to put name tags on PE socks as well. Some families are spending more than £500 on new uniforms. Catherine Ogden is head teacher at King's Oaks Academy in Kingswood and joins me now. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Paris.
Thank you so much for your time today. Let's start with what your uniform's like at King's Oak Academy. What is the situation with your uniform? Does it need to be bespoke and tailored?
So obviously you had the pleasure to come visit our school a little while ago. So you saw our children in, we have polo shirts with all our phases from reception through to year 11. And then listening to our children, so we did a consultation a few years ago now. So we have polo shirts right the way through the academy. So it's much more comfortable and breathable for children to be able to wear in their learning. Obviously it's a bit warmer nowadays in the summer. But we also have jumpers that are more of a hoodie style material. So it hopefully feels quite an enjoyable experience to be in school in clothes that you feel comfortable and able to learn in. And then our children can then choose whether they wish to wear shorts or a skirt or trousers, or in our lower years, summer dresses or pinafores as well. So we've tried to create as much flexibility as possible, both for our children in terms of them feeling they can express their identity as a person, but also for parents in terms of being able to find the right uniform for them and what they can afford as well.
Wow, Catherine, I think that's amazing that you sort of put the power of decision making back into the children's hands and they're making decisions like that. And I remember as well having to wear those sort of jumpers when I was a kid that were really itchy. That it was always so, everything was so itchy all the time when you wore it at school. So
yes,
definitely I'm with you on that kind of more hoodie style thing as well. So then why do some schools have uniforms and some don't, Catherine?
Yes, and I think every school has their own reason as to why they may or may choose not to have or have a uniform. But I think largely uniforms play quite an important role in promoting the vision or the ethos of the school itself, and also providing a sense of belonging and identity for the children that are part of that school. And it also makes children feel ready for education. We're coming here for a common purpose. And I think from my personal opinion, I think creating that common identity and belonging for all children, regardless of their background, I think is something that's really quite important. And in essence, school uniform can act as a bit of a social leveller and help with reducing things like bullying or peer pressure to wear the latest fashion or expensive clothes. But it is, I think, important that we do need to consider cost within uniform, because we don't want to put an unreasonable burden on families that need to then therefore afford the uniform that we're asking children to be wearing every day.
And do your pupils have to wear branded stuff? Like, we've heard a lot about all the different types of branding and labelling you have to have. Do you have that as well?
So yes, in previous years, so back to about 2021, yes, we did, but we changed very much in line with where the cost of living was certainly starting to increase and directly affect our families even more so than perhaps in previous years. So now all our uniform, all the compulsory items are unbranded or branded. And we also have things like iron-on labels. So if someone wants to wear unbranded or feels that's the most affordable option, but they want to create the feeling of having branded uniform, we also have that as well in our school.
So all that now, Catherine, is going to come into sort of a law, statutory guidance. The Department for Education has said that the guidance came into effect this academic year, and they expect all schools to be compliant by September 2023. So what are the implications there for schools and families from this guidance?
Yes, so helpfully the guidance was released in 2021 for us and have given us quite a good lead time to make sure that we're all fully prepared. And that was in line with where some of our changes were. But beyond, it's largely focusing on if you're designing a uniform or you have a uniform in place, making sure that you are following the guidance in terms of making sure it's cost effective. You're working with, for example, uniform suppliers to make sure that it's a reasonable cost to families. But also it covers areas like providing secondhand uniform or support, how to support families with the cost of buying uniform. So I think that's also some really important bits of guidance that has come out and really focused on. It's not just about the act of purchasing it, it's what you do with your secondhand uniforms as well. How can you increase the lifespan of them, or how can you, and that obviously has an environmental impact, but also can really help communities come together and help each other too.
Yeah, and do you have any such schemes to help with recycling uniforms and helping families with the cost of it all?
Yes, I've got to say our Friends of King's Oak, which in essence is our PTA, have been absolutely remarkable with this, and especially within our lower and our middle schools. They have done a really good job at creating a strong secondhand uniform process for families to use.
Fantastic. Okay, well, listen, Catherine, thank you so much for your time this morning. And you mentioned as well when we were chatting before you came on, you've got your results coming out this week. So it's the big week. Good luck with those and good luck with the start of the new year.
Yes, thank you very much. Thanks for your time.
Cheers. Catherine Ogden there, head teacher at King's Oak Academy in Kingswood.